you hitchhiked out to Iowa to visit my mom's family. And can you talk about that first time that you went out? What was her family's reaction to showing up?
Your grandfather beat me up and your uncle took me to town from the farm.
How long were you there?
So we must have just got there, and then there was a row in the house.
Well, how did that even come about? Why did they suddenly decide to...
I wasn't privy to that. I was outside. Uh-huh. And so the bunch of them came out, the bunch of them. And then there was a confrontation, me with a baseball bat.
Oh, and, dear. Defending yourself or what?
Well, I thought I might have to. I didn't know what I was into, you know. And so your grandfather said, put that bat down, and then whacked me one.
Yeah.
It didn't knock me down, didn't knock me out. But at that point, I had realized, I'm not going to hit this guy in the head, you know.
Yeah.
He's the father of the woman I'm in love with.
Yeah.
You know. So I didn't hit him.
Right.
With the baseball.
That's
and then Gary gave me a ride into Gary gave me a ride into town. I went into
And what was the conversation like in the car ride there?
I was crying. Yeah. And there wasn't much of a conversation.
Yeah.
So he
were
took
you
me
were
to,
crying because you were being
I don't ask me why. It was a bad scene, that's why.
Yeah.
You know.
Were they like, you should never see my mom again?
Oh yeah, yeah.
What problem did they have with you?
Can't tell you.
You were a hippie.
There were no hippies. The term hippie was not
around.
It was not a term at that point. You know, that was a Herb
beatnik
Cain.
Or anything like that.
It wasn't even that. It was just the guy hitchhiking with their daughter.
Yeah.
That's about all it would have been at that point. And, you know, I was a lot younger.
And so you went back to Ann Arbor?
First of all, I went into Afton, got a hotel room there. And called your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the days of the old ring-ding-ding-ding, you know. And so your grandfather listened in on the conversation and sent the sheriff to my room. And the sheriff put me in a squad car and took me to the county line. And it was pouring down rain, dropped me off. And I got a ride, and I hitchhiked back to Ann Arbor.
And so then how did you and my mom end up getting back together?
Well, your mom basically lied to her parents and said she was going to go stay with her friend in New York. And then so she just got off in Chicago, got on the Wolverine Express, went to the station in Ann Arbor, depot in Ann Arbor, and it was the greatest day of my life.